Excellencies, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great privilege to be here with you today at this important World Summit on Food Security. There are more than 1 billion people who are hungry and malnourished in the world today. This is not acceptable. We, developing and developed countries alike, have not taken our moral responsibility and fulfilled the commitments that we undertook at the two previous summits on food security here in Rome, 1996 and 2002. We need to learn from this and realize that a business-as-usual approach will not be sufficient if we are to meet the Millennium Development Goals. The convergence of the food crisis with the global economic crisis and climate change requires that we take immediate action to reduce poverty and promote global food security. This summit and the declaration that we have adopted earlier today represents a new paradigm in terms of how we plan to reduce the number of hungry and malnourished people in the world. This is necessary if we want to achieve sustainable improvement in the global food security situation. During 2009, we have seen some encouraging signs in this regard. The topic of global food security has been discussed and debated in several high-level political fora, including the UN General Assembly, the G8, and the G20. Sweden, as the presidency of the European Union, during the second half of this year, has participated actively in such events. During the past year, under the leadership of the UN Secretary General and his newly appointed Special Representative on Food Security and Nutrition, we have also seen some very promising results at country level due to the efforts of the UN High-Level Task Force on the Global Food Crisis. I am encouraged by the wide-ranging acceptance that food security and agriculture must be addressed as a matter of urgency. Poverty is at the heart of the problem, and therefore economic growth is key, and there is a need for strong re-engagement with agriculture and rural development. In this context, special attention should be paid to the role of women. The political will be displayed and the resources pledged at the G8 meeting in L'Aquila were inspirational, and we must now continue to build on the momentum created by this and other initiatives. A topic that has been discussed throughout the present year has been weather and how to reform the system of governance of world food security. In mid-October, a decision was taken regarding the reform of the Committee on World Food Security. The process surrounding the CFS reform, including the high-level panel of experts, is groundbreaking in terms of its inclusive nature. Within the reformed committee, there will be room for all stakeholders, concerned countries, multilateral organizations, international financial institutions, private sector and civil society organizations to debate how to promote global food security. This reform may not be the silver bullet that will help us overcome all challenges, but I believe that we, through the CFS reform, have taken an important step in the right direction. It is only by applying a genuine bottom-up approach with participation from all relevant stakeholders that we will achieve solutions for sustainable food security at country level. The reformed and strengthened CFS provides the platform for such an approach. I therefore lend it my full support. Any approach to achieve a sustainable food security must be based on country-owned and country-led plans and regional frameworks. The Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Programme is a good example in this regard. I encourage other developing countries and regions to follow the example that the African region has set in adopting this framework. The development of sustainable and more productive agriculture sectors depends on priorities and choices made by national governments. Increased resources for agriculture and rural development from national budgets in developing countries need to be accompanied by good governance and policies that promote an overall conducive environment that will also be attractive for foreign direct investments. While the primary responsibility for food security rests with national governments, it is essential that the international donor community remains engaged and supportive, and that it fulfills its commitments regarding official development assistance. Sweden, just like all other countries, has felt the effects of the global economic downturn. It has been a challenge to maintain our high level of spending on development assistance, which stands at 1% of gross national income, but we have done so. And we urge other donor countries to resist the temptation of decreasing the development portfolios in your budgets and to fulfill your ODA commitments. The overall fight against global food insecurity must be conducted within a broader framework of poverty reduction. Agriculture alone will not solve the global food security situation. This being said, Sweden believes that the ODA that is allocated to agriculture and rural development needs to increase substantially. Such support should be provided in line with the provisions in the Accra Agenda for Action and the Paris Declaration on Aid Effectiveness. The increased resources will be more effective in terms of output in those countries where there are well-designed country-owned development plans in place. In just a few weeks' time, world leaders will gather in Copenhagen to agree on common commitments to reach the 2-degree target. Our objective at this meeting is clear. All countries need to take positive steps, including through the provision of adequate financing, towards a jointly and effectively meeting the challenges posed by climate change. It is now we have the chance to make a change. And in this context of a summit on the world food security, it is important to recognize that the outcome of the Copenhagen meeting will indeed have an impact of global food security. Agriculture is vital for millions of smallholder farmers in developing countries, and these are the farmers that will be most affected by climate change. It is thus imperative to ensure that developing countries have access to know-how and the resources required to adapt their agriculture sectors to changing the climate conditions. We must also realize that agriculture can and must be part of the solution in combating climate change. Therefore, within the framework of a new climate change regime, we need to unleash and secure the mitigation potential of agriculture. I would also like to emphasize the importance of trade in order to address agriculture development and global food security. Trade has the potential to improve food availability and the stability of food supply. Open trade, flows, and efficient market constitute central tools for integrating developing countries in the global economy. Sweden and the EU strongly support a comprehensive, ambitious, and balanced conclusion of the Doha Round in 2010. A conclusion of the Doha Round in the WTO would counteract the economic crisis, provide an economic stimulus to the world economy, and benefit, in particular, developing countries. Sweden is proud to join the Global Partnership for Agriculture, Food Security and Nutrition. Within this partnership, we will strive to work with all stakeholders and build on existing structures to promote strategic coordination of efforts with the aim of promoting global food security. In closing, the firm stands for action to assure food security demonstrated here is promising, allowing me to believe that this time we will all together be able to achieve the seemingly impossible. We can reverse the trend with an increasing number of hungry and malnourished people in the world. We can achieve the Millennium Development Goals, and we will defeat global hunger. We have the means to do so, and more importantly, we have an obligation to our constituents to see to that we do all we can every day of our respective terms in office in order to reach that objective. The declaration that we have adopted today commits us all to immediate action. Let us not waste any more valuable time. Let us instead show the world through our actions that we mean what we say. Thank you.